Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. The 25th of Shawwal, 1442 al-Hijri, corresponding to the 6th of June, 2021. Press release. Respond to Sunday paper's attempt to cancel opposition to Zionist aggression in Palestine. With predictable hypocrisy, two Sunday newspapers repeat the same tired allegations that are both irrational and lacking logical consistency. Unnamed government sources are reported to be desperately stirring tensions with the Muslim community. With the disastrous prevent policy in tatters, their new attempt to be seen to be doing something is to suggest a new policy of being more disruptive with groups and ideologies that do not meet the terrorism threshold, but contribute to the wider environment in which terrorism can get a foothold, including those that promote fear, division, and alienation from democracy and the rule of law. Such a policy, if implemented, is most likely to disrupt the lives of a number of journalists and government officials who regularly reveal their hateful extremism, promote fear and division, and have positively alienated most people from democracy through their inability to make it work and their attempts to make it serve the whims of the British elite. A day before publication, we are asked for comments by the journalists, to which we gave a detailed response, www.hizb.org.uk. Clearly, our response did not fit the narrative of the story, so the Sunday Telegraph journalist ignored most of our comments, while the Mali on Sunday journalist printed a lie that we did not respond. Hizb al-Tahrir is a political party working to resume the Islamic way of life in Muslim lands through encouraging re-establishment of the Khilafah Caliphate on the method of the prophethood. As a matter of principle, which is proven through more than 70 years of practical example, Hizb al-Tahrir does not condone the use of violent or material struggle to achieve its aim. Yet, despite this fact, secular politicians and their nefarious agents, who do actually bring terrible violence to achieve their colonialist goals, never see the sick irony when they accuse the Hizb al-Tahrir of violent extremism. When nobody brought their obvious lies, they had to invent new allegations of radicalization that leads towards criminality and violence, and now contribute to a wider environment in which terrorism can get a foothold. The fact is that violence is sadly so embedded in secular societies and can be traced directly back to secular supremacist policies of the government. It is hypocritical to allege that criminal gangs that are the scourge of British streets stem from Islamic voices of opposition to Western colonial aggression in Iraq, Afghanistan, Yemen, Syria, and as always in Palestine. Basic humanity demands opposition to such self-serving colonialist occupation, just as it did when Chamberlain declared Britain's opposition to the occupation of Poland in 1939. How, then, is it extreme to oppose the colonial occupation of Palestine by the British in 1917, then by their Zionist agents in 1948 until today? Is it the same nations that are allowed to military occupy, oppress, and kill, and others are not? That is, in fact, the logical inconsistency that pollutes the minds of hate preachers and secular extremists in Whitehall. A further hypocritical contradiction that demonstrates the utter failure of secular thought to deal with real human societies is the notion of free speech, which is very selective, permitted for some and denied for others. When the speech is morally repugnant and there are calls for it to be banned, like the racist ramblings of the former American President Trump, the secular extremists in Whitehall and the journalists cry, "Cancel culture," and that free speech must be absolute. When the speech is against the brutality of the occupation of Palestine and the British government apologists tactic support for it, then the speech is labeled extreme and anti-Semitic and must be banned immediately. Such desperation and inconsistency are evidence of the self-serving and twisted minds of the secular hate preachers in the government and media, whose only real goal is the suppression of Islam and avoiding scrutiny for their immoral and unethical foreign policy. Further irony and evidence of hypocrisy and insincerity is exposed by the infiltration of the very extreme right Henry Jackson Society into the British elite. It is not surprising that the media and government are blind to their own extremism and hate message and hate speech when they regularly quote for them and even appoint them as commissioner to counter terrorism. When the Commission for Countering Extremism published its report in March, it was more or less ignored due to it being riddled with inconsistencies and so obviously a propaganda piece for the secular haters of Islam in Whitehall. Such was the anti-climatic culmination of Sadegh Khan's time at the commission, which lacked credibility and support for anyone but the extremists in government and media. Yahya Nisbet, media representative of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Britain.